Okay, old business, ranch manager. It was interesting, after the three-week period of time and constant communication in terms of leaving a message or saying, call me at a specific time and I'll call you, the Hunsakers were on board. I sent everybody the information saying, if you're in agreement, this is what we've done. Wow, it's great. And then I said, well, when can I call you back? And she said, well, Wednesday. Because on Saturday, she was talking to me saying, well, you know, how much money can we pay the helpers? And I said, at the same time, I need your employment applications. I need those back. I need those back because they had accepted the job. But I wanted to make sure the board was on board with it. And then when I talked to her on Wednesday at 3:10, she says, well, you know what? We can't come down and move everything for $2,500. And I went, well, we've been discussing this for 3 weeks, and everything was okay. Well, Pat and I discussed it again and realized it wasn't enough. And I said, now, remember, we could take some of the seasonal help and add that to it. Well, she wanted to really have the seasonal help, and they would only come down for nothing less than $600 to $800
each
seasonal.
Person seasonal. And I said, you know what, at this point, you know what our budget is. I can't afford to pay you $2,500 and then pay each seasonal person $800 apiece. That's not how we budgeted it. And she says, well, we can't take it then, and we can't get out of here for another month. And then I got a letter from her. Okay, and that was Wednesday night. Then I called Barbara, and we're going, oh, my gosh, okay, what do we do next? So that was the next thing I did was the applications that we looked at were the people that had been out to visit the ranch, Mark and Shelley. I think they called themselves Peebly. Mm-hmm. Mark and Shelley Peebly from Brigham City. P-E-B-L-E-Y from Brigham City. So I called, I got a hold of him, and his comment was, we were so disappointed when Barbara said the position had been taken, but oh my gosh, we love it, we love it, we want it, we want it. Okay, well, you talk to your wife, give me a call Friday evening. So that's what he did. He says, we're on board. The only thing is, we can be out within 3 to 4 weeks, and at which time it's going to put it about the week of Easter, like middle of April, say between the 10th and the 13th area is what we're looking at. And he said, will the things done to the ranch cabin be fixed up by that time we get there? And I said, I'm hoping that they will. And he said, if you need for me to look at horses, I'll definitely do that to help, you know, build the ranch number of horses that we have there. And that's where it stands. I called him last night and left a message and told him we'll be in the board meeting today. He said that there's no way that he could come to the board meeting. It was too far away. He is a truck driver. So,
what's his name?
Mark? I'm not Mark. Phil, Brent, and Barbara. I don't think Ken. Mark. Met him. Met the couple as they had come down. It was around the 22nd or something in February, they had come down. So at this point, and as I say, my fingers are crossed until someone shows up, that this is who we have now. Whether or not they come down and they're going to last for a year or two or three, I have no guarantees. But at this point, it's somebody that's willing, and we've gone through the process.
Have you done the background check?
We did some background check, and there were no convictions.
How many arraignments?
Barbara, do you have that application of yours? Because I was asking Sandy about that.
I have the
application.
I have it with me. I have it at home.
Okay.
What's her family like? Do they have two children?
Yes, they have. She has a 17-year-old daughter.
Who would stay up there and finish out, and she's a senior, she'd finish out, she graduates this May, and then her daughter might come down during the summer, but then of course she's going to go to school, so she's not a factor in it really.
So we really still need
some help.
Some extra.
And they are actually looking for some help, right?
They are looking for some help. He told me at the end of the week that he would.
They might have some friends that they might want to come.
And in that context, we had sent Barbara had given them an application, employment application form. And when we gave them that application form, they thought it was like for the two of them. So it was kind of like both of them filled it out, but not necessarily specifically for the one or the other. So our question was, you know, should we send out another application, employment application form to them? And I had gone online, and Joe had trying to find something that was more specific to our needs and questions that we'd like to have answered. And that's not just for today's situation, but for further situations in terms of asking them.
Temporary helpers every day.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I don't know if, did you find anything?
I have an employment contract, yeah.
Okay. And then the other part was an employment contract.
And I, you might have one, this is what one my, each of my employees gets to the dental office, but I told, you know,
but that has more to do with inflicting pain than we want to.
That's pretty thick, yeah.
Especially if it's so thick.
But as they are coming down, so we want to make sure that we have a contract that is specified, that they understand what their duties are, what our duties are if they don't follow through, et cetera, et cetera. So I had asked a management expert to see if he had something that we could actually present to them, but present it to the board if we're satisfied with it as well.
I didn't bring anything that's in a condition presented to the board. I just wanted a rough document, a generic document that we could then assemble, and we'll send it out to you and let you look at it. So
my question is now, okay, it's been workers' comp thing. Has the ranch in the past, they must have had a tax ID number with and a workers' comp account. Okay.
We got to send it all over.
We got to go through that, don't we? And we should. We need to start that process now. Even be ready by the time you come.
I started it.
Did you? Okay.
Will people be at the next board meeting? Will they be invited to that?
Well,
how long are we going to have it out to the ranch pretty quick?
Well, we're hoping that at the end of April is when our next board meeting should be. And we were hoping that it would be in CNAB.
Yeah.
But we don't have a date, and we haven't even discussed that. But if they're coming that week of the 10th through the 13th, 14th, they should be there at that time.
Or if we had it at the ranch, we could all...
They need to have an invitation. Make sure that...
Yes.
What was the wife's name?
Shelley.
Mark and Shelley?
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
P-E-B?
One E or two?
Yes, one.
P-E-B-L-E-Y.
L-E-Y.
It's not P-E-E-B.
No, it's not.
All right.
No. Okay, so we're working on that contract. We'll put something together that's specific for Deer Spring Ranch and make that presentation. And like I said, I thank everyone for the effort that they put into our search.
And I thank you. You have just done tremendous work on this.
And Phil has been right there getting his plane going, and Barbara's been there, and Brent, I mean...
I thought you could all fly out to the plane.
Well, I got over permission, Larry.
And thank you for sacrificing your life for all of that time. So.